Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm glad you're with us this hour. And this is the third hour of our Sunday gathering of 3 hours. I'm glad you're with us, but have you been with us the whole time? Well, if you missed any part of today's show, I got to tell you, you got to go to travelers411.com in about anywhere from 24 to 72 hours. You will be able to click on podcasts, and then you can choose this show, Travel with Stephanie Abrams, or my Saturday show, Travelers 411. And then you, if you click on either one of those, it's going to give you the last 52 weekends of shows. And they're broken down, hour one, hour two, hour three. So you can download all of it, some of it. And 53 weeks from now, the newest show will come on, the oldest show will be at the bottom and drop out, and you won't be able to download it anymore. However, simultaneously, we archive every show, and that stays online in about, I don't know, almost a dozen places. It's all cross-referenced in the show notes, in the forums, in the directory we create for every single one of our guests and every single show. And you'll be able to go there and click and hear the show, either Travelers 411 or Travel with Stephanie Abrams. So, and that stays forever and ever. You can't download it, but we figure if you don't download it in the next 52 weeks, you're probably never going to download it. So at least it's there. We really have created the most incredible historic reference library for travelers. And what makes it special is I have on, you know, I'm listed as one of the 100 most powerful women in travel by Travel Agent Magazine, and I am a bona fide travel expert, although there are people out there parading around and, you know, they did a little traveling and they think that makes them an expert in travel, but I'm here to tell you that's not how it works. I am an insider in the travel industry with grand credentials, and so when I want an opinion, I generally give my own. But when I really want to share information, I get the real experts in the travel industry. Those are the people that live it daily, breathe it minute to minute, live in the destination. They are the ones that are up to their eye teeth in, you know, immersed in providing the travel experience for the visitor to their destination. They are the true heroes and the true experts in the travel industry. So we're heavy-handed with interviews with real people in real destinations telling you what's really going on. That's why I've had Clarissa Jimenez, the president of the Puerto Rico Hotel and Tourism Association, on a couple of times in the last 4 weeks. I'm going to say we got to get her back. And while they were busy saying on TV, showing you on the big screen, a billboard of there's 100% unemployment in Puerto Rico, she was on telling us that there's 100% hotel occupancy right now in Puerto Rico, in San Juan, in Old San Juan, in Condado, in Ponce, because it's loaded with all the FEMA workers and all of the first responders. And the people that normally work in that hotel, keeping it clean and in the kitchens and in the dining rooms and taking care of everybody, they're all working. So what are they talking about? There's 100% unemployment. And that's the reason also that I'm bombarded weekly with requests by some publishing house to get somebody who wrote a book about traveling to someplace on the air. And I don't generally do that because, you know, either I'll get people from the destination if I think it's interesting on the air to tell the story, or if I've been there and I know the place really well, I will share the story. But what's the point in one person's opinion? Because a place you weren't crazy about, I might just love. There's something for everybody. And there's something for everybody in just about every destination. You just have to understand the destination so you know what to expect from it. And I got lucky that I received the most beautiful email. I don't remember if the email itself was gorgeous, but it had links that took me places. And I'm looking at what these people sent me. And I'm going, oh my goodness, would you look at this? This is gorgeous. This is fabulous. Now, we saturate the drive market between New England and Key Largo, Florida. And I know a lot of you snowbirds, we've already had a sprinkling of snow. Wasn't enough to get excited about, but it did cover the grass entirely. I know you're getting ready. Probably a lot of you who hang out until Thanksgiving and then hit the road going southward for the winter. If you're driving down through all the middle Atlantic states to Florida, you need a stop in South Carolina. And we're going to go off and talk with Jennifer Norman, the Tourism Development Director for the Georgetown County Chamber of Commerce in South Carolina. You might want to take a look at Hammock Coast SC for South Carolina, hammockcoastsc.com. And we're going to talk with Jennifer right after this.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
On the line with me live from the Hammock Coast in South Carolina is Jennifer Norman, the Tourism Development Director for the Georgetown County Chamber of Commerce. I have two questions to start off with, Jennifer. The first is, you gotta be in love with a place that calls itself the Hammock Coast. It tells the whole story right in that. Well, A, where did that come from? And B, where are you located? So if somebody were on the I-95 highway system heading southward, or maybe in the spring when they start heading north, they want to come and stop by. How far are you from that main highway system? So let's start with the vision of the Hammock Coast. I picture driving along through Georgetown County and everybody's out there in their hammock.
Well, I wish it was like that, but some of us do have to work. But thanks, Stephanie, for having me on. The Hammock Coast got its name from the Polly's Island Hammock. So, it's a warm destination in the summer, and often people would like to try and escape the heat, and a great way to do that would be in a homemade hammock out on the porch. You know, you could catch the sea breezes. We have beautiful oak trees with Spanish moss, and people would put their hammocks down in the oak trees. So the hammocks were just kind of a local handicraft, but a necessity for sleeping outside in the summer or to catch beach breezes. And the Hammock Coast is located kind of comfortably between Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and Charleston, South Carolina. If you're on the 95 corridor, it's about an hour drive. We don't have an interstate in Georgetown, but we do have the Kings Highway, which we know went up and down the colonial coast of the United States. So it's an easy trip from 95 just straight east into Georgetown County.
How long would it take to drive from 95 to Georgetown County?
Less than an hour. Less than an hour.
Yeah, see, now, and that's the kind of detour that takes the drudgery out of the trip coming down from you know, Vermont or New Hampshire or Maine, or, you know, let's say starting in Boston and going south down to Florida, where there are so many people making that drive.
Sure.
You know, that we used to do that when I was little. If my listen, when I was little, it was before the 95 system, because, you know, while I'm, you know, I tell everybody I'm 19, I'm actually older than dust, but I don't look it. That's the good part. So I fool people into thinking I, you know, didn't live through it. I learned it from history. I wasn't there, however, when they built the pyramids, but I do know about them. But when my grandfather came with us, we would go away the whole month. Sometimes we would leave Christmas Day. If we were driving, we would leave on the 25th, early in the morning. And we would drive because nobody's on the road that day, and you could get a good head start. And we were starting in Baltimore. If my grandfather was going with us, we'd leave January 1st, and we'd go down on the train because he didn't have the patience to be in the car. When we would drive, it was just my mother, father, and I. When we would drive south from Baltimore, it would take us 5 days to get to Florida, because we'd stop in Williamsburg, and we'd stop in Charlotte, we'd stop in Savannah. Well, that's just below you. We'd stop in Charleston, and then Savannah, and then St. Augustine. And if, you know, we would meander off what either was 1301 or 17 on that trip, but we would meander off the main road, whatever the road was, and that made it so much more interesting and charming and a wonderful experience instead of the drudgery of marathon driving. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back, talk with Jennifer Norman, Tourism Development Director for the Georgetown County Chamber of Commerce in South Carolina, the Hammock Coast. We'll be right back.
I'm going to Carolina in my mind.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet, suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, live in South Carolina, which is so much better than interviewing dead people, by the way. You know, every time I say live from, it's like weird. Anyway, on the phone with me, of course she's live, is Jennifer Norman, the Director of Tourism Development for Georgetown County Chamber of Commerce in South Carolina. Now, you're in Georgetown County, but what actual city town are you located in?
Well, we have the actual town of Georgetown, which is kind of the original port town, 1730, so a very colonial town, the third oldest city in South Carolina.
Wow.
And then we have several other, not only communities, but towns, the town of Andrews, Garden City, Litchfield Beach, and then probably one of the most famous areas is Polly's Island, and that's where we get the Polly's Island hammock, you know, and where we use the moniker Hammock Coast. We also have Murrell's Inlet, which is a beautiful, we have a lot of little sea islands and marshlands and things. So there's little creeks and inlets that run along the coast. And Murrell's Inlet is one of those that has a marsh walk and restaurants and things. And then there's also in Georgetown, like a little island and a boardwalk that goes around. But lots of different communities to explore with all of them have just a little bit of a different feel. Murrell's Inlet, very kind of modern and restaurants and glitzy, and Georgetown very colonial with the draped Spanish moss draped oaks and a traditional seaport town.
Okay, I when you were talking, I just went to the computer at my console, and I'm spinning back a couple of weeks. Only I'm not finding it so fast. I'll keep looking while we're talking. I went to S. Abrams, SABRAMS.com, and I don't know why I don't see it. I just interviewed somebody who, I don't know, she's high up in the executive food chain at a hotel in Merrill's Inlet, something Lodge.
The Inlet Sport Lodge?
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
And I just I just interviewed her a week or so ago, and I don't know why I'm not seeing it. I must be brushing right past it and not noticing. But she was wonderful, and I never heard. Listen, I have lived on the East Coast my entire life. Before I got married, 100%, I took an airplane once. Under very sad circumstances.
But so you had explored the whole East Coast.
We used to drive or take the train. And I knew everywhere from first Baltimore to Florida to Miami, and then from New York City to Miami, and knew all the ins and outs and whatever. And even after I got married, I'd plan a road trip every 4 to 6 weeks. We'd go away for a weekend somewhere. So, and if there was a holiday and I could grab a Friday, we'd have go leave Thursday night, come back Monday night, and go to work exhausted. But hey, I go to work to rest up.
to rest up for your weekend adventure.
That's it. And so, I mean, I really know the East Coast well. And then, I don't know that I'd ever been in Merrill's or even heard of Merrill's Inlet.
Merrill's Inlet, yeah. And I think one of the things about Georgetown County is that until the beginning of the 20th century, it was very difficult to access a lot of the places. We have five major rivers that kind of drain into the Atlantic Ocean, and so you had to go, if there wasn't a ferry or a bridge, you had to go way out and around to get. So I think it sort of preserved our culture and preserved our community and kept a lot of the things that made us so charming and Southern, where there was a lot of people that wouldn't take that extra time to try and find their way into Georgetown. But now, of course, you know, modern highway systems and 17 being our main corridor, it's kind of opened up the area, and it's much more accessible to get to the beach areas.
I have to tell
you
something.
Our culture was a plantation culture, and so there's still lots of large, you know, it's not unusual to see 15 and 20,000 acre plantations or preserves. So there's lots of area that still retains its culture from 150 years ago, 200 years ago or more.
I can remember when I was little, I learned to read a map early on, and I was just saying the other day to somebody that, you know, to this day, the route we took from Baltimore was route US 1 to 301, back to US 1 to 17 to 1 down to A1A. Down the east coast of Florida, that skinny road to Tamiami Trail or whatever, that took you down to Miami along the east coast. And I looked, and somebody looked at me and said, 17, I've never heard of 17. And it was sweet to hear you say that 17's good, because that was the route you would have taken driving southward. So I have to have been through your region, Lord knows only how many times, and not realized.
And 17 is the original King's Highway. So if you do any research on the King's Highway that came from the, you know, original colonies all the way down through, and we even have sections, we have a preserved area called the Hobkaw Barony that was owned by the Baruch family, and there are still some unpaved areas of the King's Highway there. So this is roads that have been in, you know, some will say that the Spanish were there in the 1500s and starting to use those old Native American paths, and that the King's Highway follows that. But I mean, the history and the history of travelers through Georgetown stretches back for centuries.
Do people get you confused with Georgetown that's next to Washington, D.C.?
Occasionally, when you Google, sometimes I'll be Googling things or other people will be Googling things, and I'll be like, darn it, that's Georgetown, not the right Georgetown. In fact, there's several Georgetowns in the United States, but we do our best to differentiate ourselves from them.
Yeah, well, it was King George.
Yep.
So, you know, it was what it was. I found it, you know, I was looking, I thought it was earlier, you know, my weeks are so compressed that something happens in a week feels like a month ago. But it was just last week, November 19th, on Travel with Stephanie Abrams, I had Chris King from the Georgetown County Tourism Management Commission. And I also had on Catherine Rotman from the Inlet Sports Lodge in Merrill's Inlet.
In Merrill's Inlet, yep.
So you could actually go to sabrams.com. Scroll down and you'll see November 19th, Travel with Stephanie Abrams. You can click on the show or you can click on the individual people. And when you see what hour they're in, you can then go back up to the top and click on the hour that they're in, 1, 2, or 3, and you can hear it. So that's very cool. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. And I want you to share with our audience what it was in that email you sent me that was dazzling that they need to know about so they can partake too in what has, everything that touristically is offered in Georgetown County, South Carolina. We'll be right back. Little buttercup at dawn. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland. Let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Jamaica Tourist Board.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Plan your trip to Jamaica. See your travel agent or go to visitjamaica.com.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, I always talk about the bingo moment. You can sit with people and they can tell you about, oh, they went to this place and it was wonderful. And, you know, it has this, it has that, whatever. And, yeah, okay, I'll be polite and listen and act like I'm interested in your last trip. But sometimes they will get to something. And I call it the bingo moment. You know, I think it is still the most visited photo on my website is the photo that's currently the header photo at my Facebook page, stephanie.abrams.94. And if you're lucky, go with Internet Explorer, because the last week, everything disappeared except the last couple days that I posted. And then when I went on Firefox, and when I went back again, it was there. And then I went back later and everything was gone again. So I don't know what that game is. And when I Googled, all my Facebook postings have disappeared. You had to see the pages of results for that of people. I don't know why that happens or how. It's really tragic. All that effort to post things. I'm thinking I'm going back to just come and visit me at Stephanie at sabrams.com/blog, because everything's pretty much there and you'll catch it on the other end and it won't disappear. Anyway, I'm out there, you know, looking around, and my Facebook page, the photo that I use at the top is a photo of me in a little tiny town in on the west coast of Mexico, and I'm holding a 10-day-old white Bengal tiger. You want to talk about a life-altering experience? I have always wanted to hold. Well, my first choice was a lion, but I settled for a tiger. You have no idea. It's like a little pussycat. So sweet. No teeth, but they do have claws, but they're not going to scratch you unless they're scared or something. But, darling, and I had no intention of going to this place in the middle of nowhere, Mexico. Although, I mean, it's a wonderful place to visit. I just had no intention of going there. And I'm interviewing this guy, and he's telling me all about everything and this and that. And that's nice. I mean, that's lovely. I mean, I'm sure there are people in my listening audience who will be interested. When he got to, they have tigers on the golf course in habitats like you'd have in a zoo. And sometimes the mommy tigers decide they don't want to mother a cub when they're born, because they don't feel like being a mom, or the baby is sick and they reject them for some reason or other or whatever. This guy, Jesus Carmona, who's the head of the El Tigre golf course in Nueva Vallarta. It's to the, when you're looking at the bay, that Puerto Vallarta is to the left, Nueva Vallarta is to the right. So he brings these rejected baby tigers home. And I said to him, Jesus, can I come and visit you when you have baby tigers? And he said, absolutely. And that was the bingo moment for me. I mean, I was already getting the airline tickets and lining up the date to go. And I got lucky. that when we arrived, they had two, the brother and sister from this little litter of tigers that the mother rejected, and I got to love up the baby tiger. Oh, it was amazing. So you never know what the bingo moment is going to be. And I get solicited by every PR company in the world and lots of tourist boards and others that want, you know, to get on the air to share with you what they're about. And you know what my screening process is. It has to meet my mission of introducing you to destinations and venues within the destination, including attractions and events and hotels and whatever, that I believe if you go there, you will come back enriched, enhanced, inspired, and uplifted, and somehow know you're a better person because of the experience you just had. So I get this email, and I start looking at it, and one of the first item on the list is that at this time of the year, Georgetown County in South Carolina does something called the Night of a Thousand Candles. And I thought, that sounds interesting, because I've been known to throw parties and not have a light on in the house at night and the entire house illuminated by candles, just candles everywhere. It is spectacular. Haven't done that in a while. Don't know that I'm going to do it again soon, but I used to entertain a lot. I have no time for that anymore. But candles add so much. Lighting a candle is an emotional experience. That's why you will find candles associated with religious events. And when I saw this Night of a Thousand Candles in Georgetown County, South Carolina, I said, well, I got to know more about that. And when I started clicking around on their website, I went berserk. And that's why I have on the line with me Jennifer Norman, the Tourism Development Director for Georgetown County's Chamber of Commerce in South Carolina. Tell us about Night of a Thousand Candles. What is it? When is it? How do my listeners participate?
Sure. So Night of a Thousand Candles is held at Brook Green Gardens, which is a former rice plantation that after the Civil War, the Huntington family purchased the plantation. And Mrs. Huntington was a sculptor of note, so they started doing sculptures, and then she would bring in other artists and creating a sculpture collection. And so their home was there, but now they've created it into an attraction. You can go and visit there. They have a zoo and things, but they started this Night of a Thousand Candles, and the entire gardens and the arboretum are lit up with not only Christmas lights and things like that, but 5,500 candles are lit every night. So you stroll through these beautiful gardens with the candles. They sell cider. You can, there's caroling and Christmas markets and things like that. It's just a beautiful, peaceful experience. And it runs November 30th through December 17th. We always encourage people to get their tickets in advance. Events and these nights, they do sell out.
How do you get tickets in advance?
The best way is to go to brookgreen.com. That's their website, and you can order your tickets online.
Okay. Now, you said they sell cider. Is this the stuff you buy on the shelf in the supermarket kind of cider, or is this that hard stuff that'll lay out flat if you have one too many?
No, I think they have cider for all tastes. They have cider that your children would enjoy, and then they have some adult beverages that I believe that that you might like to partake in.
It's just a
beautiful, magical event with the oak trees. And until you come and see our beautiful oak trees, some of them are hundreds of years old. It's so hard to explain in words just how hauntingly beautiful these trees are, and majestic, and the dripping Spanish moss and candles all on the ground and lights in the trees. I hope Stephanie that you share the picture with your listeners so that they can get a little taste of it.
Well, they've got your website, and there are links at sabrams.com in the show notes, and at travelers411.com in forums. So you go to click on forums, scroll down to USA, click on South Carolina, and you're going to see the newest interviews go up at the top. So you're going to find right near the top the interviews with the gal, Catherine Rotman, from the Morell's Inlet Lodge, and with Chris King, who was on talking about Georgetown County, and this interview, and all of them have links to all the places you ought to be clicking to learn more about these places. And I wish I had known about all this sooner, because I would have planned to get my bones down to South Carolina and actually...
There's still time.
Well, the problem is, while there is time, my calendar is so booked out that I can't turn around without walking into another... I turn from the left when I'm done there, and as I'm turning to look right, I'm smacking right into the next thing I have to do. So it's not going to happen this year. But, you do this yearly. How many years have you... And what year are you in the 1,000 candle routine?
That's a good question. I wish I could answer that. I am brand new to Georgetown County. I've only been there 5 months. I moved from the upstate of South Carolina. So, of course, you asked me a question I can't answer, but I'll tell you what, find that out, and I'll send it to you so you'll know.
And then I'll be able to share it with my listeners, and generally I say, you know what, we'll have you back so you can tell everybody. So you let me know. Stay with me. You have to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Take notes when you listen to the sponsors. People, they're the people we love best because they keep us on the air.
Beyond the stars, it's near, beyond the
It's here, Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Now through October 29th, this unique rail car offers an experience like no other. Passengers aboard Amtrak's world-famous Adirondack service can experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage as this popular annual tradition continues along one of the most scenic train rides in the world. The car features an upper level with windows on all sides to provide panoramic views of the changing colors of the trees, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and breathtaking views of the Adirondack Mountains between Albany and Montreal. Seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Advance reservations are required. In addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted railfare. Details at Amtrak.com. It's Amtrak's Adirondack Dome Car, running from Albany Rensselaer New York train station to Montreal, Canada. But book now, as the last day is October 29th. Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have to tell you, my mother only took vacations near beaches and seashores. She was definitely drawn to the water. And she probably had the best time, the most memorable time, the time that she felt most enthusiastic about, aside from just stretching out on the beach and enjoying the water, but going picking shells. And it's, you know, amazing because that costs nothing. That's a free sport. You just got to get to the beach. And she was just the mastermind of going looking for shells. And then she would, after she washed them, she would line them up and put them in those little plastic zip-up bags by size and have them all sorted out. And after collecting shells that were perfect for what she wanted to do, she'd make jewelry out of it. And she had a mirror in her entryway of her home. She bought an oval mirror that was surrounded with a big, elaborately woven rattan or wicker frame. And she took all these shells in their graded sizes and glued them on. I don't know what she used, but I have to tell you, that thing was on the wall a good 30 years. And she had, now if you walk in the shop sometimes and you see mirrors like that, they're a bloody fortune. And she had this gorgeous mirror that she made out of all her, and she'd tell you about this came from Atlantic City and that came from, you know, Virginia Beach. This came from Florida, from Miami, Fort Lauderdale, wherever she was, Tampa, West Coast. And I think every time she looked at it, it brought back a montage of memories of beaches she had visited collecting her shells. And so I know that there are so many people that get such a kick out of going collecting shells. And the fact that it's a free sport makes it even more valuable. So we're talking with Jennifer Norman, the tourism director for the Georgetown County Chamber of Commerce in South Carolina. And their website is hammockcoastsc.com. I understand you have shelling tours.
We do. They leave on the tides every day from Georgetown almost all season. December and January sometimes gets a little bit cool, but most of the rest of the year you can catch a tour. The seaport of Georgetown is about 15 nautical miles from the ocean on the Sampit River. It's a very small navigable river, and you can take the tours out. They give you the history of the of Winya Bay, where Georgetown is located, and you can go out on the Atlantic, and you can find these beautiful conch shells in the water. And it's funny, I took my girls there this summer. I have three teenage daughters, and they were not as excited about going with mom on an adventure. But as soon as they spotted the first conch, it was like a scavenger hunt, like a treasure hunt. They were running all over the beach and in the water and looking for those things. And it's just kind of a magical time for people of all ages to talk, and several of the tour boats have naturalists on, so they explain about the different things that you're seeing. On the way out to the Shelling Island, you see the shipwreck of the Harvest Moon, which was a Civil War ship that was sunk in Winya Bay, and you can still see the smokestack of that of the Harvest Moon. And if you're really interested in shipwrecks, another great thing to do is see the shipwreck exhibit at the newly reopened South Carolina Maritime Museum. That museum is open and free to the public and has information on working waterfronts and how South Carolina's history evolved around the water, and then opening this new shipwrecks exhibit.
Now, the I just want to say the Maritime Museum for a minute. So now the Shelling Tours and the Maritime Museum are both things that people can get themselves involved with year round. Is that right?
Yes, the Shelling Tours, occasionally when there's bad weather, if it's really cold and people don't want to get too wet, they might not have them in December and January. But the Maritime Museum is open year round.
Okay, so what was you going to say?
So Polly's Island, which is kind of centrally located in our county,
and is that spelled famous... P-O-L-L-Y, like Polly?
It's actually Polly's. P-A-W-L-E-Y-S.
Polly's. Oh, so what did I ask? Polly's. P-A-W-L-E-Y-S.
Y-S.
Polly's Island. Okay.
And they are known for the Polly's Island shell. It's a very unusual clam shell with these large ridges, and you can see Polly's Island shell on our page or on our Facebook page, Hammock Coast SC. But they say when you find a Polly's Island shell that you're local, then that you'll always come back to Polly's Island. The actual name of the thing is an Imperial Venus clam, but for some reason those clams are concentrated in the Polly's Island area, so it's a great treasure hunt to go out to Polly's Island and look for these shells, and you'll see people out there every day looking for them. You can buy jewelry that's Polly's Island shell there, but it's just kind of a cool thing, like your mom would pick up shells and remember the places where she's been. Finding a Polly's Island shell is a very special thing, and says you'll always come back and visit us.
Wow, that is so cool. I am so glad that you were able to visit with us today. I've really enjoyed this, and I know when I've enjoyed talking with a guest, it means my audience has enjoyed it too. I hope all y'all out there listening, and all y'all, that's the plural of y'all.
All, right. All y'all, that's all y'all, right. That's exactly right. How it is.
So all y'all out there, when you are traveling, do your best not to, you know, stick to the highway and bypass certainly a treasure that's known as the Hammock Coast in Georgetown County, South Carolina. And there's so much more. When you visit their website, you're going to find it, hammockcoastsc.com. Thank you for joining us today, and thank all of you for being with us today. Remember to come back next week, same time, same place. Visit our websites, sabrams.com, travelers411.com. Got to fly now.
Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.